In case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
I feel that with the rise of horror movies in the past couple of years, everyone's super in touch with, you know, anything that might happen to them, being like, it's a ghost, yeah. It's this, it's yeah. this demon, it's blah, blah, blah.
It's a spirit.
Yeah, and yeah. I feel like everyone else doesn't help either, because that's if you weren't thinking at someone else is and tells you it.
Okay.
So I want to get a little bit creepy here for a second.
All right.
A girl named Angelica, great name.
Yeah.
Can only think of the Rugrats Angelica. So just picture that. She has shared on TikTok some pretty creepy things at her house.
Okay.
So she just got a new little kitten, very cute, and they couldn't find her one afternoon, which happens when you get new pets. They just find little spots in the house and it's under the couch and things like that.
Yeah.
They couldn't find her and they ended up looking, I don't know how they discovered this, but in their kitchen, you know, like underneath the benches and the cupboards, there's like a skirting board kind of.
Yeah.
They would somehow look down there and there was a hole in their skirting board that they had never noticed before that went underneath the counter and underneath the cupboards, and the cat was in there. And they're like, that's weird. Okay, whatevs. And don't know what intrigued her to do this, because it was the last thing I would do. She wanted to know what was in the hole apart from her cat. So she decided to put her phone, she had a Samsung, put it on the wide angle filming and slip her phone into this hole with the light on and just film what's in there, pull it out and have a look. Inside this hole, stupid idea, right?
I thought, well, the one worst thing she could have done is if she was like, I'll just stick my arm in there.
Yeah.
But I'm glad she put the phone in. Anyway, what did she find?
She found this weird, most creepy looking drawing that you would have ever seen in your life. It was these like demonic looking stick figures. One looks like a weird savage turtle thing. It actually does look really, really creepy. And so obviously she posted this onto the internet and everyone is like, get out.
Get out of that house.
Don't want to be in there.
That's crazy.
And someone said, this is how a horror movie starts.
Yeah. They find a map and then things start going wrong and they got to decipher the code.
Yeah. It's very creepy. But this happens in real life. Creepy things happen in houses that you move into.
Yeah.
The last house I lived in, which my partner owns, I believe is haunted.
Uh-huh.
There was this one corner. So our bedroom, we had what's called a Jack and Jill bathroom, which is when you've got two entrances. So you could go in from the bedroom or from the normal hallway. And next to us, so it went the bedroom, and then there was the little tiled area that went into our own toilet and then went into the main bathroom. And for some reason, always in that corner, when we got Molly, she would growl and bark and stare at this corner like you have never seen before. Like, she just only gets fazed by real things.
Yeah.
And she was going off more than once at this corner and just couldn't fathom it. And she would bark and growl and like, there's nothing there. And then there was a time that I was in the shower and the door was open and I swear someone walked past and went into that toilet, that the one that Molly was growling at, and I was done. And
great, sell the house, we're going.
And then we moved here.
Oh my goodness.
And I feel like it follows Greg's around, because the last house he lived in was apparently haunted as well. It was an old church.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough.
Which is quite creepy. But he was awake one night and he was the only one home. He came out in the morning, every drawer in the kitchen was open. They heard footsteps. They tried to record it one night. So they set up his DJ equipment and put it into record mode. And the whole entire thing stopped working. They couldn't record it. His housemate got violently shook one night. 533-1031.
Oh, my God.
Creepy things in your house.
That's so scary.
Give us a call. We'll put the creepy music on for you.
Oh, my goodness. That's
vent
terrifying.
your scariness with us.
Yeah, 533-1031. I don't know if I want to hear these stories.
I kind of do, because it might make me feel better, but maybe not at the same time, knowing that there's stuff that's out there.
Yeah.
Creepy stories.
All right, give us a call. I'll see how I go.
533-1031's the number.
Creepy, things that you found in your house.
Yes.
Creepy stories.
A girl found a hole in her skirting board in her kitchen, put her phone in and found a creepy picture.
That's insane. And you know what I realised from the last break that we spoke about? This music doesn't help either.
That was the point of it.
Yeah, I know.
It suits the mood. I'm pretty sure the last house I lived in had a haunted spot. The one before my boyfriend lived in was 100% haunted. Mm. You just ask his old housemate. He refused to live there anymore.
Yeah.
Greeks came home one night to buzz in his underwear on the front lawn because he was so scared.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy.
It was a lot.
We thought we'd do the call out for this one. 533-1031. What creepy things have you found in your house? Let's head to the phones.
Crystal from Lucas, what's your creepy house story?
Okay, so it actually wasn't me, it was my family. They moved into my auntie's house, which her husband had actually passed away in, right? And they started, we had a little baby piano upstairs when I was young, and they started to hear this little baby kid's piano playing all the time. And one day they actually went up to the piano to see what was going on, and it had no batteries in it.
Oh my gosh.
Burn the house. Burn the house.
Yeah, all sorts of creepy stuff used to happen as well. I used to hear, you know, like footsteps walking up the staircase and all sorts of weird stuff. So I'm glad I was too young to remember it.
Are they still in that house?
No.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Good. Well, thanks for the call, Crystal. Power and Ricky. 100% Ballarat.